NYC Mayor Eric Adams tells outraged parents to deal with adult migrants living in public school gyms. By John Binder on May 16, 2023. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., says outraged parents will have to deal with border crossers and illegal aliens living in their children's public school gyms for the time being. As Breitbart News reported, Adams has started carrying out a policy that converts a number of public school gyms into migrant shelters with potentially hundreds of border crossers and illegal aliens living on campuses as school children are attending classes. Outraged parents and students protested on Tuesday outside some of the schools where Adams has started housing migrants, including PS 188 in Coney Island and PS 17 in Williamsburg, providing them with free food as recess is cut for students. Our children deserve to have the academics. How are they going to do that when our kids are having to worry about who they are around? We're going to get hurt. And our teachers as well are having to suffer because now they are stuck in the position where they can't even get our kids help, one parent said. PM guess RC equals. Data MACA resize equals false data MACA placeholder equals one alt equals data MACA SRC equals data MACA style equals background. Linear gradient RGBA 0, 0, 0. 0.65, RGBA 0, 0, 0, 0.65, URL. Adams, in a statement, shrugged off the protests and effectively told parents that they will have to deal with their children sharing school campuses with newly arrived border crossers and illegal aliens. This is one of the last places we want to look at. None of us are comfortable with having to take these drastic steps, Adams told NY1 News. Each gym, the 20 gyms that we are looking at, we have not made a final determination on all the gyms, but that we are looking at are separate from the actual school buildings. They are independent from the school buildings. Emphasis added. Likewise, in a separate statement, Adams warned that every city service meant for New Yorkers will be impacted by waves of border crossers and illegal aliens arriving in the sanctuary city, though he defended that policy. We have been a sanctuary city for over 40 years. And when you think about the law that was put in place or the agreement that was put in place, no one anticipated having 4,200 people come in 1 week to the city, Adams said. According to the New York Mayor's Office, more than 60,000 migrants have arrived in New York City since the spring of 2022. The cost to New Yorkers, by the middle of next year, is expected to hit $4 billion. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here. Editor's note, this story has been updated to provide more clarity on the migrants arriving in New York City.